living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So can your pet make you sick? Well, it turns out that there are some things we need to be aware of, but don't get rid of your pet. Please, please, no. Just learn how to stay healthy. So what I wanted to do, I'm a dog lover. I've had dogs all my life. Edie is my almost six-year-old border collie mix. She's awesome, just so smart, and I want to make sure she's healthy and I'm healthy. And I found this report to be interesting. This comes from Prevention Magazine, by the way. And I just want to go over some of the things, whether it's dogs or cats or even birds, some of the parasites that can transmit from your pet to you. And so I want to go over some of the symptoms of these parasites in your pets, what those symptoms look like in you, and then some things that you can do to prevent them. So the first one that we can get from our pets is ringworm, right? Ringworm is probably the most contagious one. Ringworm spores can survive for months without a host. So where a pet could pick up this, and it's a fungal infection, by the way, right? Even though it says worm, ringworm is a fungal infection. It usually is going to come from a lot of the damp, let's say like dog parks. I'm here in South Florida. It rains a lot, and a lot of the dog parks, they seem to be below sea level. I don't know. They flood like crazy, and this thick black mud comes up after it rains, and that's just a great, great place for your dog, specifically in that case, to get ringworm. So things you want to look for: skin lesions and patches of hair loss with a red mark in the center. That's going to be ringworm, and guess what? It looks exactly the same in humans. So again, you're going to see hair loss. You're going to see scaly skin. And right smack dab in the middle is going to be a red mark. That's going to be ringworm. There are ways to treat it. So please, if you see that on your pet or even yourself, go see your doctor. How do you prevent it? The best way you can do with your dog or cat is to wash the bedding. Wherever your pet sleeps, make sure you wash that bedding in hot water once or twice a month. Right, you don't need to use harsh soaps or anything like that. Just simply hot water will kill the ringworm. The next one is roundworm. Now, this is the most common internal parasite in cats, right? They can be very long. They look kind of gross. They look like spaghetti noodles. They really do. Kittens can be exposed through infected mother's milk. Older cats can catch the worms by eating an infected rodent. So if your cat is bringing you a present, you know, a dead rat, which cats do, apparently. I'm not a cat guy, so I don't know, but I've heard stories. You walk out your door and there's a dead rat or something like that, and apparently your cat thinks it's a good thing. Well, be careful with that, because that could be roundworm. So symptoms in pets, your cat specifically, would be diarrhea. You could visibly see the worms in the stool, and again, they're going to be more spaghetti noodle looking. Vomiting, constipation. A little bit of blood in the stool. If it transmits to you, the roundworm, it's mainly going to be respiratory, believe it or not, for you. So it's going to be coughs and shortness of breath. So in the animal, it's the other end. It's going to be the bottom end, the diarrhea and stuff like that. In adults, it's the top end. It's the upper respiratory type symptoms. Interesting, isn't it? How to prevent it? Outdoor cats are more prone to the worms, so consider you know, making the cat inside, if that's all possible. Inside cats rarely get roundworm. Make sure you wash your hands after handling any sort of outside cat, right? Or scooping the litter box. That's really the best thing you can do, is soap and warm water after you pet your cat and after you clean up the litter box, especially if it's an outdoor cat. And the next one is hookworms. Hookworms suck on the intestinal lining of dogs. I know that sounds gross, like it's Hollywood or something, but it's true. That's exactly what they do. If you get enough hookworms in the dog, especially if it's a young dog, it can kill them. They can lose that much blood. So you got to really be careful with this with puppies. The symptoms in pets is going to be bloody, loose stools. If you see that, in the blood is not going to be coating the stool. It's going to be mixed in. So blood that's mixed in the stool, it's going to be like a black, tarry type stool. That's blood mixed in. Go to the vet immediately. You'll also see some weight loss in the pet. If the hookworm comes over to the human, okay, believe it or not, the most common symptom in humans of this is an itchy rash along the abdomen. Itchy rash along the abdomen. How do you prevent the hookworms? It's the same basic thing here. It's just proper hygiene, not only for your dog, but for you as well, especially after you've cleaned up after the dog in the backyard, for instance. Here's one that was kind of surprising. So I knew about ringworm. I knew about roundworm. I knew about hookworms. Those three weren't surprising to me, but this one was. Giardia. Giardia causes intestinal diarrhea in people. As a matter of fact, it can be so severe, people can become that so dehydrated they die. So Giardia infections are real things that we need to watch out for. And it turns out dogs get this more than cats. And when the dog gets the Giardia, they can pass it on to you. The symptoms are the same, though. It's just a lot of diarrhea. So a lot of watery diarrhea in a pet. And if that happens in you, go get checked out for Giardia. This one was also surprising as well. Salmonella. Right? We all know that we have to be careful with undercooked chicken, right? Because salmonella infection. Salmonella is also seen in a lot of the produce that we buy, specifically the leafy greens, because of not great hygiene for those, because of the people picking the produce out of the ground. They're not washing their hands enough. Salmonella is a oral fecal type route. So there has to be fecal with the salmonella that then gets transferred into your oral cavity. So that's why eating raw chicken's not good. Eating, say, spinach that has the salmonella is not good. That it'll get transmitted that way as well. Here's the thing. This was interesting. Turtles. Yeah. If you got a lot of turtles, I don't know. I'm not a turtle owner, but if you do own turtles, they have a high risk of salmonella. Yeah, about 90% of all pet cases of salmonella are from turtles. So if you're cleaning up after your turtle, you really got to make sure you wash your hands just like you would after dealing with raw chicken, right? Really make sure you wash your hands every time you're cleaning up after your turtle to make sure you don't get salmonella transferred. Okay, so the symptoms in the reptile pets and the turtles are just going to be diarrhea, the loose stools, but they may not have any symptoms. It says right here that often the turtles show no symptoms, yet they harbor the salmonella. So keep that in mind. In humans, it's going to be stomach pain, fever, vomiting, headache, and nausea. So again, make sure. So what's really the theme of all this? When it comes to the ringworm, the roundworm, the hookworm, the Giardia, the salmonella, what's really the theme here? Hygiene, right? Wash your hands. Wash the bedding that your pet is on. If you're petting your outdoor cat, keep that in mind. Wash your hands, right? So really, the theme, the take-home message here is hygiene. Tapeworms was the last one. In pets, you can actually just see the tapeworm. They're going to not look like spaghetti. They're going to look like flat noodles. If you see that, that's fine. Take some of that stool to the pet so they can make sure that the vet actually can diagnose it properly. But there's easy ways to treat the tapeworms. There's easy ways to treat the tapeworms in humans as well. Again, keep clean. That's how you avoid getting sick from your pets. And keep the pets. They're so good for you. They're good for your health, your emotions, and your well-being. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.